Good morning. I'm Donna Quinn. And for the next half hour, we'll be talking about Talk of Our Towns. And today, we'll be talking about the North Coast Trail Alliance. What is it? It's an exciting new project here in Clatsop County. And we will learn from the folks in my studio today. We have Stephen Blakesley. He is the president of the North Coast Trail Alliance. Hi, Stephen.
Good morning, Donna.
And I also have Chris Quackenbush. He is the vice president of the North Coast Trail Association. Hi, Chris.
Hi there.
We have Nell Stamper. Nell is a fundraiser for the North Coast Trail Alliance. Hi, Nell.
Good morning.
And we also have David Dougherty. David is a forester with Greenwood Resources. Hi, David.
Hi, Donna.
Before we begin talking about what the North Coast Trail Alliance is and the opportunities for recreation in beautiful areas here in Clatsop County, which will be now offered, hopefully as early as next year, to locals and visitors. Let's learn a little bit about each of you. So, Stephen, please tell us a bit about yourself.
Yeah, so I live in Arch Cape. I've been there full-time since 2006. And for many years, I worked for Clatsop County Department of Public Health as a health promotion specialist. And now I work for OHSU as a research liaison for the North Coast. So my job has been about health for a very long time. So that's one of my motivations here, is to get people in the county out and more physically active. But I'm also an avid mountain biker. And so this combines both of those passions.
Excellent. And Chris Quackenbush, tell us about yourself.
I've been in the area for 24 years. I'm a construction contractor, and I started mountain biking about 4 or 5 years ago, and just really enjoy getting out into the woods. And I'm kind of tired of driving long ways to ride my mountain bike, so I'm hoping to do something locally.
Okay, excellent. And Nell, please tell us about yourself.
Sure. Good morning, Donna. Thank you so much for having us. I'm a retired Coast Guard officer. I live here in Astoria now. I'm from the Oregon coast originally. Moved around and lived a lot of places and was delighted to be able to come resettle here with my family. I got involved with this group because I just started mountain biking 3 or 4 years ago and discovered that I really, really love it. It's a great group of people. And so I'm really excited about working with this project.
And what are you currently do here in Astoria?
I'm a counselor, mental health provider.
Okay. And David Dougherty, please tell us about yourself.
Well, I grew up on the coast and moved away for about 10 years and moved back just a few years ago. And I work as a forester for Greenwood Resources. And I'm really excited about this opportunity to help get families out into the forest and get everybody some time out in the woods.
And I would like to have you all just tell me your description or, you know, definition, I suppose, of what is mountain biking? I mean, if somebody's listening to this and they say, well, I know about bicycles, but what is mountain biking?
I think the beauty of mountain biking is it means different things to different people, and it's very accessible to multiple generations, and from young children are enjoying it to people who might be very hardcore, to people who just want to get out for a spin. And some of my favorite stories are seeing multiple generations where grandparents, parents, and young children are all riding and enjoying the outdoors together. But it really is a nice sport because it's something that it's accessible to many different levels and many different ages.
Right. And a mountain bike itself is a different kind of bicycle from, you know, just a bicycle that you'd ride around town to do your shopping or post office errands or whatever, right? So, and Chris, what is your definition of mountain biking?
My definition of mountain biking is, getting out and away, having a little adventure, and getting out with family. And family is my family, my kid and my wife, but the community, the mountain biking community is really fun to get out and enjoy being in the outdoors and being healthy together.
Right. And so you are new to mountain biking because I think there is this image of mountain bikers as being these, you know, these athletes, you know, who are really very fit and that's what they do. So tell us about your experience with mountain biking now.
Absolutely. It definitely is an activity that can improve and increase fitness, but I think another way to say it is that it's off-road biking or off-road cycling, because it's done all over the country, too. You know, here in Oregon, we're privileged to have some amazing, beautiful mountains to climb, but there are people who are riding trail bikes or mountain bikes in Florida, in Louisiana, in Minnesota, all across the country. It's really expanding a lot as a sport, and that's part of the reason is because it's not just for young guys who want to aggressively climb big hills and come down as fast as they can. It's for anyone who wants to get out into the wilderness away from traffic and stretch their boundaries maybe a little bit.
And what's great is that you can mountain bike pretty much all year. I mean, it's an all-year activity.
In some places. And also, it's a sport that is expanding a great deal. A lot of women are joining mountain biking now, too. I'm a member of a group called the Northwest Trail Sisters that's very active, and it's very supportive and inclusive for all ages and ability levels and fitness levels, and that's really great.
That's great. And it's great that you just really started doing this just a few years ago and have become such an aficionado. And David, your thoughts on what mountain biking is?
Well, kind of expanding on what Nell said, I think that mountain biking is kind of an open opportunity for anybody. There's varying degrees of trail, so it's anything from just getting off-road, riding on flatter trails, to going down steep areas. So it's a fun adventure for the whole family and everybody that wants to get involved.
So, and there are different skill levels. And so we kind of jumped ahead because we're talking about mountain biking. So now you all know that the North Coast Trail Alliance is working on mountain biking trails here in Clatsop County. So, Stephen, what is North Coast Trail Alliance, please?
Yeah, North Coast Trail Alliance started by a gentleman from Seaside named Morgan Soller in 2015. And we are a subchapter of Northwest Trail Alliance, which is a Portland mountain biking chapter of IMBA, which is the International Mountain Bicycling Association. So the 501c3 that we belong to is the Northwest Trail Alliance in Portland. They have about 1,200 members. We have about 60 to 70 members on our email list. But our goal really is to increase and improve mountain biking opportunities for multiple generations for years to come.
All right. And so to that end, where are you in this? So a need was discovered July. Well, it's been, you know, people have known that we want mountain biking trails in Clatsop County. Gee, there really aren't any dedicated single-use mountain biking trails. And so who has land? How can we do this? And so what did you decide, and then how did you move forward on that?
So we'd been looking and trying to work with the Oregon Department of Forestry. We've been looking at some property back behind the column here. And logistically, we just couldn't work out a staging area. And so we kept looking around. We were trying to work with Oregon State Parks, trying to see if there was something that we could expand there. That wasn't panning out very well. And then I'll let David tell the rest of the story, but one day one of our members was out hunting and ran into David. And Greenwood Resources used to be the Campbell Group, and we had approached the Campbell Group years ago, we wanted to work with them because they are one of the larger property owners in the county.
Largest.
And so that was a possibility, but things really started clicking when David and Tyler met, and that was things have been happening very fast. What we've been hearing from around the state and different bike alliances is that getting to an agreement from a basic idea takes generally 5 to 10 years, and this meeting took place just a little over a year ago. And so we've made incredible progress since then. We had been doing other projects, like we did build a pump track in Seaside behind the school administration building there. We've done trail cleanups. We've adopted a trail like Nat Creek, and we did a big cleanup off the Pipeline Road area. So just keeping active, and we also did some volunteer work cleaning up on the Oregon Coast Trail. down by in Oswald West. So we've been active, but now we've got a specific place to really focus on.
Okay, so you, the North Coast Trail Alliance, has just signed a contract with Greenwood Resources, and we'll find out what's going to happen at Greenwood Resources in a minute. But why don't you describe to the listeners what Greenwood Resources is, please?
Greenwood Resources is a timber management company, and as Stephen said, we are the largest landowner in the county, and one of our goals is to not only produce a sustainable flow of timber and protect the environment of this area, but is also to get people out and enjoying the area. So we were looking at different ideas, different things that we could do to get people engaged, get them out onto the property. And that's when I met Tyler, and he had said that there was a lack of mountain biking trails in the area, and that kind of got us to thinking, and we decided, why not run with this? And we got an agreement in place just about, 2 months ago, and we've already started building track, and so.
So Greenwood Resources owns, the property in question is how many acres?
That main block is roughly 145,000 acres, but the area that we have designated for trail use or potential trail use is around 9,000 acres, I believe.
Yep. Right. And Greenwood Resources has had some of your properties, or I don't know if all of your properties or some of your properties are open to the public for hiking and hunting and things?
Yeah. Our entire property is open for hiking and hunting. We do have a free recreation permit that is required to have access onto our property, and you can find that at greenwoodresources.com. And that recreation permit just allows us to be able to contact you so that there's any information with fire closures or any pertinent information. So that just gives you the ability to come onto our property, and it's free. So.
Well, it sounds like Greenwood Resources is a really engaged and participating community partner. If it's open to the public, which is pretty wonderful, actually. So industry is looking good. I mean, industry is saying, hey, we want to do something here with the community. So now you have found the land, Stephen, right? You and Chris, you have now Greenwood Resources land upon which to build this trail system. So what happened now? What happens now that you have signed the contract?
We also, at the same time, while we were getting that contract put together, we had found a grant opportunity and applied for that and got grant money to hire a professional trail planner. There's a person who would plan a network of trail that works together, and they do it around the world. And so we've got them out here, and they've actually put together a plan. It's almost done, a master plan of what all the trails will look like and how they'll connect, where they'll be on the property. It looks like a big map of the area with a bunch of squiggle lines, and that's really exciting to us because then we can take that out and get it out to people, get people to see it, get people to understand what we're trying to do, and then we can also start building with that. We're already on the property with that plan and with those maps and flagging through the woods to create the single track trails that we're trying to provide. To create.
And Nell, you have actually a trail party, a trail building party, a trail clearing party on Saturday at 9 a.m.?
Yeah, we do. It's one of the big benefits of this group. The members of the group get together socially and to do trail work. And we're meeting at Clutchy Creek County Park Wayside this Saturday, December 1st at 9 a.m. And we will be allowed to drive up to where we're building some trail, carry our tools, and we'll go dig in the dirt and actually create some rideable stuff. We'll be there from about 9 o'clock to about 1 o'clock on Saturday.
All right. So, and if you want to find out more information about the North Coast Trail Alliance, you can go to their website. You can just Google North Coast Trail Alliance. And they also have Instagram and Facebook, and you can connect with them that way. And this volunteer trail party, work party, is open to the public if you're interested in learning about it. They also have monthly meetings. It's the second Wednesday of each month, and you can find out more about that, again, also on their Facebook or Instagram. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Talk of Our Towns. I'm your host, Donna Quinn, and today we're talking about the North Coast Trail Alliance and the exciting agreement they've signed with Greenwood Resources. They will be building a mountain bike trail system, and we're going to find out exactly where that is in just a minute. In the studio today, I have Stephen Blakesley. Stephen is the president of the North Coast Trail Alliance. Chris Quackenbush is also here. He is the vice president of the North Coast Trail Alliance. Nell Stamper is a fundraiser for the North Coast Trail Alliance and a recent mountain bike convert, and you just love it. And then we have David Dougherty, who is a forester with Greenwood Resources. So describe the property. Where is it located, where this wonderful trail system will be in existence soon, hopefully?
So it's based out of the Cluchy Creek County Park, which is on Highway 26. Two miles out from the junction of Cannon Beach Seaside, Highway 101 junction. It will start from that county park, and there's going to be a network of trails in that area. We would call it the Cluchy Basin, I guess. Majority of the trails would lead out of the county park and onto the property and then back down to that county park. However, we're talking about a potential of maybe 40 to 45 miles of trail that may connect over to the Seaside area and would allow people to ride from Seaside up into the woods, onto the network of trails, down into the Cluchy area if they would like to, or back to Seaside.
Wow, 45 miles of trails.
So one of the things I'd like to add to that is one of the partners that's not here this morning with us is Clatsop County. And they've been also a very good partner working on this. They are currently, they've already punched in one of their trails and have started refining it, and they have some other plans to work on that whole area. It used to be in better shape when there was the largest Sitka spruce in the lower 48 was there. Since that fell down, it hasn't had as much attention. And so we are looking at this project also as sprucing up, no pun intended, that was a forester joke. sprucing up the county park as well.
Good. Well, I know that being good stewards of the land and trail stewardship is so important for everyone. And what I think is exciting is that these trails, they're going to be different levels. So explain how mountain biking works, because some folks are listening who perhaps have never ridden a mountain bike and they're interested, but again, you know, there's been this image of them as being, you know, these are difficult trails and all of that, but there's going to be something for everybody, it sounds like. So can you address that a little bit?
Sure. One of the really exciting parts about getting a grant and having a real expert master trail planner work on this with us was the ability for us to say, this is what we are looking for in this trail system for the future, because we're not just thinking about ourselves as riders, we're thinking about our kids and our grandkids and generations down the line. And we requested that the trails be sustainable and environmentally sound, but also that there be a wide range of accessibility and ability levels. Mountain bike trails are frequently classified sort of like ski runs would be, you know, green, very easy, blue, black diamond, and we're focusing initially on getting some of the lower elevation, kind of rolling, not intimidating trails in place so we can really get a lot of public interest and get families and kids and people who are new to biking. But we also want to make this a destination where riders with more expertise who are looking for more of a challenge will be able to come as well. And partnering with Greenwood Resources has given us an incredible opportunity to have all of that range of trail within a short driving distance of great places to stay and eat and shop.
Yes, and it sounds like so it is actually going to be attractive to out of this area mountain bikers who will come here, and they can come in the shoulder season and ride when, I think as you mentioned, some of the higher elevation trails would be closed and not open where they would be open here.
That's very true. And many of the similar systems throughout the state of Oregon and Washington, throughout the Pacific Northwest, host events. They host races. There is actually a high school level mountain biking league that's starting up in many places, and we're looking at supporting one of those in Astoria. And so there's a lot of opportunities when you have a designated destination system. It's going to be fantastic for us here locally, but we're also hoping to draw in visitors to use it.
So it's an economic driver as well.
Absolutely. One of the things that we've seen, probably everybody listening has seen, is that cars are coming down to the coast now, and they've got surfboards on the top and mountain bikes on the back, and they stop and they ask, hey, where can we go mountain biking? And there really hasn't been much of a place. So mountain bikes are already coming. They just don't have a place to ride. And so we hope to provide that as well. And that potentially has the benefit of taking some of the pressure off the coast, because it'll give them something to do slightly inland.
Yes, exactly. And I know that in, you know, tourism studies, it's like get people off of 101, get them out into the forest, and that will deal with some of the traffic issues that we're seeing. And so the plan is, well, right now you almost have the master plan figured out, and then you're going to be starting, you'll be doing fundraising, you'll be starting to build these trails, and you'll start opening them. You're hoping to have some pieces of the trail system open by early summer next year?
Yeah, we're hoping to have at least a basic network down low on the Clutchy Creek side of the area open to ride by the early summer, I would think. I think that's completely possible, and we will do more if we can. That's based on, you know, volunteer work that we can get, but also funding.
Right. Okay. So right now, volunteers would be helpful, new members of this. And again, there's the work party happening this Saturday, so people can find out more information. Stephen, I know you wanted to address the health benefits of being outside in the natural world. And I mean, that has been a passion of yours for many, many years and your work. So let's talk a little bit about why this is important to people in general, everyone.
So mountain biking affords people the ability to get their cardiovascular fitness at whatever level they desire. Even though they might be going up a hill, they can choose the grade of the hill, and they can choose how fast they want to go up. And then there's also the fun factor of going down, which Nell can address a little bit more in terms of the mental health. But there's a lot of studies that have been done that just being out in nature is so incredibly important for everyone's health. And so that's what we're wanting to do here, is provide an additional opportunity to get people out and about and really enjoying the natural landscape that we have here in Clatsop County. Some of the views from up there are absolutely stunning. The mountains that you see, you can see the ocean from up high. And it's just really an incredible place that I think that can be enjoyed by a lot more people.
And I really applaud Greenwood Resources for wanting for being a partner here in this and creating this, because do you spend a lot of your time and your work actually out in on the land?
I do. Yeah, I spend a good percentage of my time out in the forest, and Stephen and Nell are right. It provides excellent mental health. Whenever I get too stressed in the office, it's easy to go outside and forget about the world and, you know, really benefit just from being out in nature.
And Nell, I'd really like you to address again how people who may not have ever mountain biked can really be part of this sport, because again, there are going to be trails that are going to be easy trails. It'll be, and then do people need to buy a specific kind? Can they take any kind of bike, or should they need a bike with specific tires for mountain biking?
Sure. There's a lot to unpack there. I think one of the most important things to say is that almost all mountain biking groups, and particularly these folks that we're sitting here right now, want to share this sport so much. We love it, and we want everybody to enjoy it. And so it can be really intimidating, you know, if people start thinking that they have to have the right thing or the right bike or the right gears, or, gosh, I need to spend $5,000 to get into this. And that's really not the case at all. I think almost any of us would be more than happy to let somebody borrow a bike and take someone riding. There's great entry-level riding around here. Fort Stevens is a great place to go. There are a couple of other opportunities where folks could try it out. You can't take a a road bike, racing bike out on a trail just won't be any fun, you know, skinny tires, and nobody wants to struggle and fall over. But there isn't necessarily any right or wrong way to do it. The point is just to start, and then as you like it, you learn more about it. And we would love to have people try it out.
Right.
I'd be happy to loan anybody a bike.
Yes. You'll mentor people, families. I did some mountain biking out in Sun Valley when I lived in Sun Valley. And it is pretty amazing to be able to ride a bike in an incredible, beautiful environment. And then because you're again, getting a cardiovascular workout, but you're also really being, you know, breathing in the air and being in nature, not on a, you know, a highway or something. So
I think the only thing we would all agree on is that the only non-negotiable is a helmet.
Okay, so mountain biking requires a helmet. So we only have a few minutes left, and I would like for each of you to have a little something, you know, have some time to say anything that maybe we haven't talked about that you'd like people to know about. And I'm going to end with you, Stephen, I think. So David from Greenwood Resources, anything you would like the listening audience to know that we haven't talked about perhaps, or about the North Coast Trail Alliance, about this brand new trail system that they that you all are working on together to have some of the pieces of the trail up and running by next year. Any other thoughts from your standpoint?
Yeah, I would just really urge people to get involved. You know, we really need more volunteers. We need additional funding. So if you have any interest in this, you know, it's a great family activity. It's a great way to get involved in your community. It's a great way to get outside. Then come to the work parties or donate some money. It makes a huge difference, and you're making a big difference in the community.
Absolutely. And again, North Coast Trail Alliance, you can Google that and get to their website, or you can also look at them on Facebook and Instagram. And Nell?
I would love for folks to find us on those social media sites that you just mentioned, or contact any of us individually. We're going to be having work parties, trail club meetings, some social events, some fundraising events. We're really excited about having this plan almost done and really want to push forward to start building.
Right. We don't have anything like this in Clatsop County, and so you all are doing it. So congratulations. This is really going to be a fabulous opportunity for our local people and our out-of-town visitors as well. Chris?
Well, I guess we said it before. This has only been just over a year getting going, and this is a project that should take a lot longer. So it's really exciting, but we're really early in on this. And so getting this word out like we are right here is really important, and we do want to see, you know, what we can get for volunteers to get out there with us and build trail. It is getting in the dirt and putting a little hard labor in sometimes, but it's also really fun. It's a friendly activity with a whole bunch of fun people.
Well, you all are building community, because Nell was talking about that, about how you get together for social occasions, and so you're building community. And I think that Stephen would also say that if you are digging in the dirt, you are doing something healthy for yourself. We need to be around more
Absolutely.
Dirt, frankly. So, Stephen, what last things would you like the listening audience to know?
Well, so everybody hit on the important points. I think the volunteering and the fundraising is really going to be incredibly important moving forward. But I guess one of the things that really strikes me is that I think mountain biking, the people's perception of it is perhaps not quite what it's a little bit different than the reality of it. And it's really an activity that every member of the family can enjoy, and starting at early ages and moving on up, male, female, regardless of the level of fitness. And it's just so incredibly wonderful to see families out there doing this together, sharing a sport. And that's kind of rare among sports. And so, but this is unique in that way. And we see it happening all over the state. It provides impetus to travel to different places and check out different towns' trails. And so it's just a really wonderful, wonderful activity for families. And that's what I'd really like to stress on.
Well, that's good. And it is growing. And we can see the reason. So it's good for us mentally, physically, I'd say spiritually. I mean, it's so important for us to spend time in nature, and this is a great way to do it. So congratulations, all of you, for your hard work and for making this happen. And really, kudos to Greenwood Resources for being a great community partner here.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So North Coast Trail Alliance, you can find out more information. You can Google, you can go to their website. They have Facebook and Instagram. And also the North Coast Trail Alliance is having a trail work party, digging in the dirt a little bit, at 9 a.m. at Cloutier Creek Park, State Park off of Highway 26. And you can reach these folks, I'm sure, through all of this if you want to talk to them in person. But anyway, I hope you will be engaged in this. This is a wonderful, again, opportunity for all of us who live here in Clatsop County and beyond. Thank you so much, all of you, for being here today. Thank you, Joanne, for being the engineer this morning. And my gratitude to local talented banjo instructor Michael Bruin for his original theme music for this program. Until next week, find a moment for yourself today, right now. Take a deep breath. It's so good for us, body, mind, and spirit. We forget to breathe sometimes when we're so busy. And then focus on the things that are going well in your life. There will always be those things that aren't going well. But with gratitude, focus on the things that are. And then give yourself a loving and compassionate hug or a pat on the back for being uniquely you, the only one. For doing the best you can. Everyone really is. And for being here now, in this moment, the only moment which exists, the now moment, on the amazing planet we call Earth.